This is Haystack Help Radio on KLZ 560. Haystack Help Radio is powered by HaystackHelp.com. Finding help can be like finding a needle in a haystack. But with HaystackHelp.com, finding the needle just got easier. Now, Haystack Help Radio with Scott Whatley on KLZ 560.
Good afternoon and welcome to Haystack Help Radio. Thank you so much for joining us today. Well, an extra special show today, and it is a great privilege for me to have a dear, dear friend, a great friend of mine for many years now, Chris Kane, in studio with us. And Chris, first of all, welcome. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you for having me, Scott.
Man, I tell you, this is so weird. let's just sit here like it's just you and I, okay? Because to give you a little background, and by that I mean this. I worked for Chris a number of years ago, back in the early 2000s, really. And we did some things together, and Chris has been in the consumer advocacy world for many, many years, and we'll get on to that here in a few minutes. But Chris is the actual one that came up with Haystack Help. And so we worked together for many years with this, and Chris was, the brains behind it all, our referral list, our TV show, radio show initially, everything I owe to him. So I'll say publicly and personally, thank you.
Well, thank you, Scott, and as always, you are a great friend, and we have worked together for years, and we created Haystack Help together, and that started with CBS and the television show, and then we expanded to radio, and we expanded into construction, and that's why I'm back in here today. So the last TV show was at the end of 2018, and you continued with the radio show, and I continued with construction, but we still stay close, and it is fun to come back on your show and sit across from you.
Well, it's great to have you. And as I mentioned, well, Chris, let's kind of reflect a little bit. You want to talk about referral list, and I know there are many out there now, but you want to talk about how it all really got started. It would be with Chris Kane. So kind of reflect back in those early years and how you got into this whole consumer advocacy role.
Yeah, so it was years, and that's a long time ago, right? So, yeah, we developed the first referral list in Colorado. That was back then. It was called what the heck was it called? I can't even remember what we called it. That's how long ago. Home Services Connection. Gosh, I'm sorry. Okay. Yeah, Home Services Connection. And how we structured it was, you know, consumers would pay to join our program, and we would have contractors that would provide priority service and discounted rates, and we had a lot of success with it. I ended up selling that company. We had been advertising with another consumer advocate, and so I went to him, and, you know, Tom Martino, if you can put the name out there. So I started his referral list, and then he trained me on TV and radio, and then CBS came to us and said, hey, would you do the same thing for us? And that's how we started Haystack. So, yeah, it does go back a very long time, and it's been fun, you know, to say that, you know, we were the very first to have the very first referral list, and then, you know, started Tom's, and that was very successful, and started Haystack with CBS, and that's been very successful. So it's been fun to be a part of it. But now there is so many,
right?
You know, that it's it's just kind of flooded. And I know a lot of they've had success, and it's been great for them, and I wish them nothing but the best. But, you know, my focus right now is I am a contractor now.
Yeah.
And I'm a licensed contractor, believe it or not, because when I started construction, I knew nothing about construction. I surrounded myself with the smartest people I knew that knew construction. And what I was able to offer was being a business person and being a consumer advocate and knowing how to run a business and then hiring and working with super skilled contractors, which what I found is that they are super good at what they do, as far as fixing things and repairing things and building things, but they're not so great at communication and following up. It's hard to be good at everything.
Right.
So that's what I think makes us different, or what I know makes us different, is that, you know, the company's run by a business person, it's run by a consumer advocate that's surrounded by skilled contractors. So that's really what sets us apart in using technology and using milestones to make sure that nothing gets dropped through the cracks,
right,
and and having continuous follow-up, things happen, right?
Sure.
And you actually, we came up with the 10 the 10 most common complaints that builders get, and really, if every company would just follow those, they would be a successful company.
Sure.
You know, just learn how to make those complaints into what makes you a strong and successful company.
Yeah, absolutely. So looking at all the, man, scams and all the calls, we used to, you know, still get into Haystack, but we certainly went through all the years. The scams are out there. And you know what? I think most people, and see if you agree with this, I think most companies start out pretty honest. They just get overwhelmed sometimes and then just start trying to make up the last job. Then before they know it, they're in trouble.
No, you're absolutely right, right? So when we first started Haystack Help, and we were on TV and we were on radio, how many times do we get calls from consumers saying, you know, I just gave someone $5,000, $20,000, $50,000, mm-hmm, to do a job for me. I paid them up front. They started the job and they never finished it. What can I do?
Right.
So that's when we started Haystack Construction, and we raised money from the community. We would go in and help consumers finish jobs that they couldn't get finished, that they started but couldn't get finished. And we didn't charge them for this. They were already out that money. They could have hired another contractor, and a lot of people have to if they're not aware that we're out there, but they would then have to double pay.
Mm-hmm.
That gets real expensive, and most people can't afford that. So we would raise money, we would come in, we would help those homeowners finish those jobs, and that's how we got started in construction. And then from there we grew into offering our services to commercial companies, and then because the TV show was going nationwide, we started going nationwide with the construction company. We were basically a third-party facilitator, so we were just using our referral list,
right,
to our advantage. You know, we would background check all of the contractors that were on there, and so we knew they were good companies,
mm-hmm,
and that's who we would call to say, can you go in and finish this job for us? Can you help us with this? And then we grew that into offering to a lot of retail clients nationwide, big box stores, going and doing their repair and maintenance, and then we got involved in doing new builds for them, and we built Haystack Construction. And then from there, I wanted to have a local company,
right,
that was Colorado specific, and that's 303 Companies. And underneath 303 Companies, we have 303 Roofer, 303 Painter, 303 Asphalt, 303 Concrete, and several others. Today we're talking primarily about roofing, but it's 303 Companies is the parent company, and we have a lot of trades underneath that.
Absolutely. Chris Kane is our special guest today. And once again, if you're just joining us, Chris and I have been together in business for a long, long time, and great friends. And I'm telling you, it's a great feeling. As recently, I had a friend looking for a roofer. I called Chris, and boy, before I knew it, Chris was out there and was out in Castle Rock, and got the guy all taken care of. And man, I thought it would be a couple of months, Chris, you know, before everything was done. And man, before I went by your office and you said, we're already done. Yeah, and he was thrilled with it, you know.
Yeah,
not to have to go through all the hassle of just trying to find a company, you as a consumer trying to do your own checks, which I'll tell you is impossible pretty much. But
it's hard. It's you know, you can do it, but it's, you know, there's so many services out there now that can do it for you.
Mm-hmm.
Really, the best thing I would tell people, check with the BBB, check with people like yourself. You know, who do you recommend? You know, word of mouth is always great. What stinks sometimes is that, you know, a neighbor might refer you that, you know, this company did our work, did our roof, did our driveway, whatever, and they had a great experience, and then you might not have a great experience. I just would have a caveat saying that can happen. That doesn't mean they're a bad company. Sometimes bad things happen. You know, the job can go awry. You know, it's how they handle that, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's how do they take care? And I think that's really what separates the good companies from bad companies.
Absolutely.
How do the good companies, or how does a company take care of a situation that goes a little bit sideways?
Mm-hmm.
And that's, you know, when they handle it with professionalism and honesty, that is really what separates the good companies from the bad companies. Because so many, as you were saying earlier, so many companies have no intention of being a bad company.
Right.
A job, you know, if you're in business long enough, jobs will go bad, right?
Sure.
It's how you handle those jobs. if they happen, you know, one after another, and you cannot keep up with those problems, I think that's what turns these companies into bad companies, because they don't know what else to do, and so they lie, and they try and put things off because they're already on to the next job, and they know that this job, they're already losing money on it, and they don't want to lose any more. It's, if you don't have deep enough pockets, you know, it can put you into a bad situation very quickly. And what tends to happen is that they stop answering the phone.
Sure.
And you don't hear from them again, and they disappear. Then, once they get away with that, that's when they're saying, okay, now, you know, my model might now be, I'm going to be a bad company. I'm going to take money up front from people, and I'm not going to, you know, finish this job. I already know that up front. I need to pay for my kids' braces. Mm-hmm. I need to pay for a vacation. I need to pay for school. I need to pay for the last job, which is a lot of times the case. And they're just constantly playing catch up. So always, 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 I'm sure you're still saying the same thing.
Sure.
Don't pay people up front.
Know.
You know, if they require you to start the job, which a lot of companies do, you know, have a caveat. Say, look, I'll pay you when materials show up on the job. Mm-hmm. I'll pay you after, you know, every day, you know, if that's what you need, because a lot of these guys are truly, you know, just hand to mouth.
Sure.
You know, they need money at the end of the day to pay
right.
their guys. You know,
what is reasonable in your mind? Now, every job's different. Let's say that first of all. If something's
right.
really super custom and you could never use those materials on something else, I can see maybe getting half. Okay, but I mean, what do you think is kind of reasonable ranges?
I would never say half. I would never.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, what I would say is pay for material when material shows up as an option.
As things are completed.
Yeah,
you know,
pay for that.
And that all boils down to the contract, right?
Right.
I mean, boy, that's what you always used to say. What's in writing?
Exactly.
Is what counts.
Yeah. Don't sign anything unless you know what you're signing, because what you're signing is a contract, and you will be held. You know, you will be held liable for that. So make sure you understand what you're agreeing to up front. You can't give better advice than that.
Right, right. And if it just says, you know, remodel bathroom, $35,000, that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about what are they going to be doing? Are they replacing a floor, a tub, the shower? I mean, you know,
yeah, if it's important enough for you to bring someone into your home and give them money, it should be important enough to have it in writing to understand what you're getting and what, you know, what are the payment terms. You know, really, and how we operate and how a lot of companies operate is, you know, we don't take anything until the job is done. Now, if it's an enormous job, you know, we might, you know, that's going to take time. Mm-hmm. Like some jobs could take 6 months.
Sure.
You know, not necessarily a roof, unless it's a big commercial roof, but you know, we're on a consumer show. We'll talk about homes. You know, some jobs, you know, could take 6 months, maybe a full basement finish, you know, depending on how big the basement is or how much they want to get done. You know, but most jobs are quicker. Anyway, I would just say, I don't want to be strung out for 6 months.
Well, sure.
You know, and so here's what we're going to charge you for. When we buy this, here's the receipts. We expect to get paid. And we don't have to get paid that same day. Everything that we're buying is going to be on credit, so we have time. When someone tells you, well, I need to pay for that right now, if they don't even have credit accounts set up,
right.
whether it's with Home Depot or a credit card or, you know, a certain supplier, you know, in our case, a lot of times it's the roofing supplier, you know, we're not paying them for 30 plus days. You know, so if I order materials on a home on the second of the month, I'm not paying that until, you know, 45 days later. So, you know, if I'm ordering materials on the 30th of the month, I'm paying it in 2 weeks later.
Right.
So, you know, everything is a little bit different, but, you know, good companies have accounts where they don't necessarily have to go and pay with true cash or write a check for that. They can wait on that.
Yeah.
So just know what you're signing up for.
Mm-hmm.
And don't get ahead of it. You know, don't prepay for things. I can tell you that it's, you know, sometimes it might work out for you, but a lot of times it's not. And and that's when you're going to be calling us, you know, to come in and help you finish jobs. Now, make that caveat to you. We don't do that anymore because we don't have the television show. I'm not on the TV show anymore. Right. I don't have the ability to raise the money like we used to.
Right.
So I am a contractor now. We are a for-profit company. We want to help you. We're going to be super fair. But we'll do a great job for you. But just be careful. You know, just no matter who you hire, there's no reason to pay 50%. I would never recommend that. No reason at all for any trade. You know, just and if they're unwilling to work with you, you can probably find another company. Mm-hmm. If they're giving you a great deal better than anybody else, there might be a reason for that. There's no reason that they have to have the money up front. No reason whatsoever, unless they're trying to pay for past jobs.
Yeah, absolutely. Chris Kane is our guest. We are talking about 303 companies. Their number, 303-390-1382. You're listening to Haystack Help Radio. We'll be right back.
You have this box at home filled with random pieces of old jewelry, some of which you inherited from a family member and all of which you aren't using. You don't want to get rid of it because many of the pieces have sentimental value, but you don't really know how much they're worth. You don't even know which pieces are real. Bring that box, all of it, to Jesse and his team at Littleton Jewelry. They will take a look at everything for free. They'll let you know what's real and what's not, and they'll give you estimates. Then you decide what you want to do. Sell the pieces to Littleton Jewelry for a fair price. Sit down with the pre to start working on a new custom design created from the old pieces. Get appraisals from Jesse and his team on the more valuable items to protect them in case of theft. Whatever you decide, don't leave them just sitting in that box forever. Find out what you have. Set up a private appointment with Jesse and his team at Littleton Jewelry today. Custom jewelry for life.
Take AIM. Affordable Interest Mortgage has been offering the Asset Manager all-in-one loan for over 11 years. We are experienced in helping homeowners pay thousands less in interest on their mortgage, own their home faster, all without spending one dime more. 720-895-0500. Take AIM. Affordable Interest Mortgage, where we have hundreds of clients that have been using this loan to build their equity faster, access emergency funds when necessary, and pay off their home in 8 to 13 years versus 25 to 30. People initially believe this loan is too good to be true, but it is true. Call 720-895-0500 now to see if you qualify. Loans from $100,000 to $2.5 million, same rate. Ask our previous clients. They will tell you it works. Call 720-895-0500 and work with the experts. This loan has been around since 1965. Affordable Interest Mortgage, where it's all about you. 720-895-0500. Regulated by DORA, NMLS 298191, Equal Credit Lender.
Hi, this is Scott Watley for my friends at Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center. And not just my friends, but truly, the staff at Lone Tree feels like part of our family. Since 2002, they have provided the very best care for our pets. What we love about Lone Tree Vet is the services they provide covers all of our needs, from preventative care, dentistry, pain management, cardiology, dermatology, and eye care, as well as emergency and critical care. They also offer veterinary surgery and orthopedic care. And when you need to get away, they have a fantastic boarding lodge and a cat boarding lodge that is amazing. If your pet gets to go along, they can even assist you with your travel health certificates. And when your dog needs a little extra instruction, check out the K9 Academy. They helped us so much when we got a new puppy last year. And then, of course, there is the spectacular grooming salon that you and your pet will love. All of this and more at Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center. Oh, and check out the blogs to help you become a better parent at LoneTreeVet.com. At Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center, they believe that all pets deserve to have a good life. Call 303-708-8050. That's 303-708-8050. It's just one stop and all the care you need.
Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, today at 3. Now back to Haystack Help Radio.
Welcome back to Haystack Help Radio. My name is Scott Watley. Glad you are with us. If you're just joining us, Chris Kane is in studio with us. 303 Roofer. Give him a call. 303-390-1382. We're going to talk about roofing now a little bit and the whole thing with insurance, how to handle it. You know, who should you call first? Do you call Chris first? Do you call your insurance company first? Let's figure all that out. So, Chris, we think we got some hail damage. What do we do?
Yeah, so if you think you have hail damage, what you really should do is confirm that you have it. You know, if you know, if you're smart enough to know what hail looks like, which is not difficult. I mean, it's very clear if you have, you know, strikes on the shingle, you have hail damage. Now, what how it typically works in the industry is that if you have 10 or more strikes within a 10 by 10 area, that is enough for an insurance company to what we call buy the roof, basically have a claim and pay you to have your roof replaced. It's important to know what kind of insurance you have, what kind of coverage you have, what your deductible is.
And do you find most people really don't know what the policy says?
They don't know. They don't know how to read a policy. And so, you know, we can help with all of that. You know, we can help, and anyone can. So we're no different than anyone else in that case, right? So how we are different is that we just offer a cash bid. This is what we will charge you, whether you have an insurance claim or not. We will certainly work with the insurance company on your behalf if you would like us to. A lot of people just want you to say, look, help me with everything, and we can certainly do that. Some people, you know, would rather, you know, just say, I want a cash bid. I want to compare apples to apples. Insurance pays very well. There's a lot of money in the roofing business. Mm-hmm. You know, that it's a very nice business to be in because you're in and out of a job in a day in most cases. So they don't drag on. You can see exactly, you know, what you're getting when it's done and that, you know, if it's clean when it's done. Those are two of the most important things in my opinion, as well as, you know, the quality. But no one knows the quality until the next rainstorm or the next snowstorm, you know, when your roof could be potentially compromised, you know, by being wet. And so you just don't know. But what we offer, and how, and I would recommend this for everyone, just ask for cash bids, whether you have an insurance claim or not. Now, with that being said, you've told the company, whether it's us or someone else, that you want a cash bid. If you have an insurance claim and insurance has agreed to that and they've given you your claim and they'll send you an email with what the claim is and what they're willing to pay for, you should still share that with your roofer. That way the roofer knows exactly what is the insurance company going to pay for, because a lot of times there's things that have been left out. And what we can do at that point is go back to insurance on your behalf, or you can do it on your own behalf, and ask for whatever it might be. You know, in the last roof we did with your pastor, there was a broken shutter and they did not pay for that. And there was not only one was fine, but the other one was broken, but they only sell them in twos. So, and it would look kind of silly because of the paint color. It would have been a little bit off with fading. So we got them new shutters that we went back and it's called a supplement, asked for more money basically, you know, for shutters. And then they had done what their takeoff is. So when they measured the roof, they were 3 squares short on how we measured the roof. And we went back to them and said, we need 3 more squares. So all in, that's another $2,000 that went directly to the pastor that he could put into his pocket. Not a bad deal.
Not a bad deal.
Yeah, because we already gave him, you know, here's our price. We're including, you know, the cost of the shutter, and we're including, you know, what our takeoff is. But here's our cash bid is what we gave them. You know, at the end of the day, you know, really that money is yours. Mm-hmm. You know, you pay insurance every single month. If insurance pays you back, that is your money. You know, you can do with that what you want. A lot of people don't understand that you don't even have to get your roof replaced. I would recommend you do, not only because I'm a roofer, obviously, but if you don't, what's going to happen, you know, your roof might be fine. Just because you have hail damage does not mean that your roof is failing. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it will, but not always. When you decide you want to do a roof, you should pay cash, and there's nothing wrong with keeping the difference. It's your money. Some other roofers will say, well, that's insurance fraud. No, it's not. It's 100% absolutely not insurance fraud. It is if you decide to lie to your insurance company.
Right.
But insurance is willing to pay you a certain amount of money. That's your money. Then you decide who you want to hire and how much you want to pay to get that done, even if it includes doing it yourself. Mm-hmm. So if you do it yourself, you get to keep that money. If you hire someone else that's going to charge you less, you get to keep that money. If you hire someone that's going to charge you more, you get to pay that money. But it's your choice, and you should always remember that. It's really, and don't, you know, don't lie, right?
Sure.
You know, tell the truth, don't lie. Right. You know, pretty easy things to do. So if you just stick with that, you're going to be just fine.
Now, if I tell you I want a cash price, mm-hmm. that means when we're done with the job, you don't want me handing you my American Express.
That's a okay. That's a real good point too. Yeah, cash is cash,
yeah.
right? Because American Express costs us money.
Exactly.
So the way we do things, like here's our cash price, here's our credit card price, and here's our finance price if you decide you want to finance through us. And so, and actually, I should say it's in the opposite. Here's our financing price, and then here's a discounted rate right. if you use a credit card, and then here's another discounted rate if you decide to pay with cash or check.
Right.
So then you can decide what you want to do at the end of the day. That is a good point. Really, from there though, if we charge you less, you get to keep more money. You do have to understand what is insurance going to pay you, right? Mm-hmm. So that they typically and most policies, and it's I would recommend, if you don't know, it's not a bad idea to check with your agent and just ask you. What is my deductible? And you can ask for several different things, but for a roof, it's that tends to be the most common insurance claim for homeowners. Could be siding. It could right. be water damage from a mainline break. That's nothing that we do in that case. But let's just stick, I guess, to roofing for right now. Mm-hmm. That's a big expense, so you should probably understand what is my deductible, because your insurance company will not pay for your deductible.
Right.
That is on you. A lot of companies and roofing companies will say, well, I'll tell you what, we'll waive the deductible. So if it's a $20,000 roof and that's what insurance is willing to pay you, you're only going to get a check at the end of the day for $19,000 if you have a $1,000 deductible. If the insurance or if the roofing company decides that, we'll do this job for $19,000 because we're going to waive your deductible, that comes into insurance fraud. Now, if they say that our price is $19,000. That's our cash price. Well, that's different.
Mm-hmm.
So from there, though, what happens, some insurance companies will say, well, we're only going to pay you there's two checks. Let me start with that.
Yeah.
There's replacement cost value, and then there's actual cost value. So most insurance companies will write you a check up front for actual cash value. So let's just say that, you're going to get $18,400
okay.
in actual cash value because you have an $1,800 in depreciation, $1,000 in deductible. We're just trying to use some numbers, right? Mm-hmm. That might not add up at this particular moment, let's just say. You're going to get that first check. You can do with that check what you want. To get the second check, so in order to get your depreciation money back, you then have to show your insurance company that the roof has been completed. And whether you do that yourself or whether you hire a company, whether you send pictures or whether you send an invoice, at that point in time, then they send you the second check. And that's how you get the full amount less your depreciation. Always talking numbers, it can get a little confusing.
No, I understand.
So maybe we can just go specifically talking with the pastor. Mm-hmm. This was, it was a great job. I mean, we made good money on this. And he was able to put some money in his pocket.
Yeah.
And there again,
win-win.
There's nothing wrong with anything that we did, but their full claim was for $20,200. All right. They did have an $1,800 in depreciation. They were to get that back once they actually replaced the roof. They had $1,000 as a deductible. They do not get that back. All right. So that's where they got that check for $18,400. The first check actually came in at $17,400 because it was less $1,000 in right. their depreciation. Our bill to them was $14,600. This is our cash price for us to do the job. And not only that, we gave them an upgraded shingle for that. So they went to a Class 4 impact resistant shingle. It's the best you can get in an asphalt shingle. It looks the same as everything else. It's just a little stronger or a lot stronger. It's a great shingle. So initially, right off the bat, they were able to put $2,800 in their pocket. Plus, when they got the second check, they got the $1,800 in depreciation. Plus, they got the $2,000 that we supplemented because the size of the roof was 3 squares smaller than what we had measured it and put on, and plus the shutters. So, you know, that's $6,600 they put in their pocket. Now, not everybody is like that. You know, and it really, it does depend on what your deductible is. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's a lot of it, because insurance is not going to pay for what your deductible is. Yeah. A lot of deductibles are $1,000. Some are $500. Some are $2,000. Some are $5,000. Some are a percentage of the home. So, you know, it varies. So it's important to know what you have. Mm-hmm. That's really important. But there's you know, this is a straight up cash bid. Again, they could have done it themselves, and they could have just paid for the material, and they would have, you know, they could have paid themselves back for labor. You know, their insurance company just wanted to see that the roof was done. Mm-hmm. They took pictures and they sent it to their insurance company. Insurance sent them the second check. You know, that's a significant amount of money that you can put in your pocket.
Absolutely.
And we still made good money on this. Mm-hmm. And I want them to tell their neighbors and their friends and their relatives what a great company we are. You know, we want those referrals. You know, sure. We started out as a referral company. We want to continue getting referrals.
Absolutely. Chris Kane is our guest. We are talking about 303 Roofer. His number, 303-390-1382. We got to take a quick break. We'll be back with more right after this.
Hey, let me tell you about one of my favorite stores. It's the Outdoorsman's Attic, located at 2650 West Hamden. Hey, this is Scott Watley. Why is this one of my favorite stores, you may ask? Well, you never know what you're going to find. But I promise you this, you will find great deals and friendly service from this family-owned store. The Outdoorsman's Attic is a consignment store for hunting, fishing, and camping gear. Now look, you've been moving that gear around the garage for months now. Don't move it. Turn it into cash at the Outdoorsman's Attic, located at 2650 West Hamden. Tell them Scott sent you. That's the Outdoorsman's Attic.
Avoid the pitfalls with Kevin Flesh. Picture this. You're in court before a judge and jury trying to get the at-fault party's insurance company to cover your hospital bills. And the defense attorney pulls out your medical records. Comparing what you said to the police at the scene of your injury to what your doctor transcribed, you've contradicted yourself. You start to get nervous. You don't want to look like an idiot, but you simply don't recall what you said to the police. That was a long time ago. KLC's personal injury attorney, Kevin Flesh of Flesh and Beck Law, prepares you for these kinds of questions so you never need to worry about what to say. Of course, the opposition will always try to call your credibility into question. But with Kevin Flesh, you always know exactly how to respond. Schedule a free consultation now at 303-806-8886. Kevin Flesh of Flesh and Beck Law. Trial tested. Trial ready.
Check out the winter car package at D&D Tire. For just $44.99, you will get a lube, oil, and filter, your fluids will be topped off, and your vehicle will receive a complete visual inspection. D&D Tire Winter Car Package also includes a tire check. They'll check your tread depth and air pressure and rotate your tires and inspect all belts and hoses. It's the Winter Car Package, only available at D&D Tire. Three locations to serve you, one in Parker and two in Aurora. Family owned and operated. That's D&D Tire.
Rush to Reason with John Rush. Weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to Haystack Help Radio. If you're just joining us, Chris Kane is with us. 303 Roofer. And again, highly recommend Chris. And if you're been thinking about a roof and want them to come out and take a look, give them a call, 303-390-1382. You know, we certainly endorse all the companies that we ever talk about here, but I will tell you this one I will put my life with, and I mean that sincerely. So don't get taken in a scam and all the insurance things that we're talking about right now. Get somebody out there that's going to treat you right, do the job right, help you in every way they can. And in our last segment, Chris was talking about, hey, the client was actually able to keep a little bit of their insurance money, and we will certainly, I know Chris will do all he can to get you the best roof and help you in every way financially possible. So, Chris, when you're talking about, you know, with insurance and all, then it's kind of like with a body shop. We've all done that where they had to call back and get that supplemental check. I mean, that's crucial that you get somebody that
is going to really look out to do a complete job. Because some companies out there, man, they're just, hey, what's easy? It's kind of like a personal injury attorney settling a claim real quick when they didn't even make many calls. Or, you know, I mean, it's great to have somebody looking out for you to say, I want my house to look like that.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, the problem with a roof is that most people, you know, you're not inspecting it.
Right.
You can see it from the ground sometimes, and really only a portion of it. So the only way you can really tell if the roof is done right is the next storm. And then a lot of times, you know, it could be, you know, a year and a half later, mm-hmm. you know, that maybe it just took a little time for that water to find its way inside. And now you've got a little bit of water damage and you need to find out what's going on. So I pulled some statistics from the Better Business Bureau and the Colorado Roofing Association. And this is just for roofing.
Okay.
All right. It's 61% of complaints get resolved. 61% get resolved through the BBB. 25% go unresolved. All right, that's a pretty big number in just roofing. 14%, they're actually unable to locate the contractor. So when you need the contractor that did your roof to come back because you're having some issue, more than likely it's going to be water intrusion, and you can't find them, now you're having to pay someone else to do the repair instead of having the original company do it under warranty. So that's why it's super important to make sure you're working with a company that you know is going to be around. You know, I can't stress that enough.
Right.
Now, there's a lot of companies that I'm sure starting up today, and they're going to be fantastic companies. Everybody has to start at some point.
Sure.
You know?
Everybody had a day
yes.
one.
so it's, you know, have some kind of a relationship with them is what I'm saying. That's probably where they're getting most of their business initially. Mm-hmm. You know, they're forming relationships, they're going to friends and family. You know, they're still probably going to take care of it. Even if the business doesn't succeed, I'm sure they'll still come back and take care of you if you have that personal relationship with them. If you don't, what are the chances? If you can't even find them, what are the chances of them coming back? None. They're not.
Right.
That's why they go unresolved. That's why they are unable to find the contractor. So don't fall into that. That would be, you know, a good recommendation. Storm chasers, right? There's a lot of people that come to Colorado after hailstorms. They come in from out of state. How do you know if they're a storm chaser? Well, one way is to find out, do you have a local office? You know, we have a local office. We have a showroom. No one's ever come to our showroom, but we have one. You know, people just don't, they're sure. not that interested in it. Typically, you know, we're going out to them, but you're always welcome to come to our office. You know, we have a physical location. That, I think, is hugely important. Because most of the companies that go out of business, they're just operating out of their home. They don't have anyone working for them. They're subbing everything out. They can go in and out of business very quickly. And that can just be for local companies. Now you add on people that are coming in from out of state. They're not going to be here. They're going to finish as much work as they can in a few month time frame, and then they're going to be gone, and they're going to find the next storm. So again, a physical location, a physical address that you can confirm, you know, that is hugely important in my opinion. Another, you know, just check and see, you know, when they pull up, you know, is there a license plate from out of state? You know, that's, you know, that doesn't always help.
Yeah. Does it have a plate?
Yeah, right. Yeah. So, you know, check for that. Door knockers, right? I don't have a problem personally with door knockers. Now, we don't do that. You know, right now we never have. Maybe we will. I don't know. I don't think there's a problem with people trying to generate business. Where the problem comes in is when they're really, you know, pushing you and to sign something.
Yeah.
So I would just say if you're going to answer your door, you have to know how to say no. You know, and if you can't say no, don't answer your door.
And there's not unless water is pouring through your kitchen,
right?
You know, there's never really that big of an emergency to say, you know what, hey, I'll keep your information, I'm doing some checking, whatever.
Yeah, or you know, you're welcome to provide me with a proposal, with a bid, you know.
But be careful what you sign.
Exactly. I would say don't sign anything.
Right.
So if they say, well, I just need you to sign this for permission to get on the roof, say no, I don't give you permission to get on the roof then.
Mm-hmm.
And then they'll say, well, how do we know if you have hail damage? Say, well, you know, I will figure it out. You know? So I would not, you know, I would not sign anything. Now, to let them up on the roof without signing something, you know, that's fine. You know, you can watch them to make sure. Most companies, they're not going to try and create damage because the damage they create is not going to look like hail damage,
right.
And the insurance adjusters know this. So no one, that I'm aware of, I haven't heard of many people going up and trying to create damage. I'm sure that it probably has happened. So, you know, one way to prevent that is go out and watch them when they're on the roof. Another now is, you know, we use drones. So when we go to a home, sometimes we do get up on the roof if a drone's not available. But we try to use drones for almost everything.
Picture quality is unbelievable.
It truly is. And it's kind of cool, right? Yeah. So it's fun. Personally, I'm not a big fan of getting up on roofs.
No doubt.
But roofers are. I mean, they have no problem. Yeah. They can run around those things. But, the older I get, the less I want to climb up on roofs. So, it's cool with having this drone, and we can take pictures, and we can show you right then. Mm-hmm. And then you can send it off to insurance, or again, we're happy to help you with that and do it for you. And the other thing, too, is that you should know that there are rules in place. There is a 72 right of rescission for any in-home sale. So know that you do have time if you want to cancel. But to get around that, just don't sign anything.
Right.
There's no reason to sign something. You can always just refer to the fact that, we are just collecting information at this point. Mm-hmm. You're welcome to provide us with a proposal. We'll put it in our file. We'll decide, or we'll let you know once we make a decision. One thing I would love is if all homeowners could just let contractors know we didn't go with you. Because then they can close out the file and be done.
Yeah.
That doesn't happen. Mm-hmm. Why are things expensive? Because contractors spend a ton of time, putting out proposals, and if they don't get that does take time and money mm-hmm. to put that together. So when people sometimes say, well, that seems expensive, well, it is, and that's the price. Now, we like to consider ourselves a little bit different. We do things better, faster, cheaper. That's how I like to kind of propose it. I'd like to say, okay, I want to be, the McDonald's of roofing. I don't want to be the Shanahan's of roofing. There's other companies out there and they're killing it, and good mm-hmm. for them. We're a volume company that does a great job. We will give you a cash bid. We'll also, and with that too, we will still work with your insurance company if you want us to. We'll also tell you, things that you can contact your insurance company directly and ask them questions, or we're happy to do it for you. But that doesn't change our price.
I don't want to talk to them. You do it.
Yeah.
I'm fine with that.
Yeah. It's your choice. Yeah. So some people really want to have control, and I don't blame those people either. So that's why, we will give you a cash bid, or we're happy to work under the guise of insurance. So I have no problem doing either. But the reality is that it's still, it's, in my opinion, it's still a cash bid. The only time it turns into insurance, if we're going to do an insurance bid, we're not going to get paid until insurance pays you. When insurance pays you, then we expect to get paid. So we're in this with you. Once you get your final check, that's when we expect to get our final check.
Right.
When you get your first check, we expect to get ours after the work is done, of course.
Right.
And we pull permits, they get inspected. So once everything passes, that's when we expect to get our final check.
Right.
We don't take any money up front. We don't take any, really, once the job is done and we're doing insurance, that's when we're asking for our first check. We'll wait and get our second check once you get that. If we're doing a cash bid, we expect to get paid when the job is done and it passes inspection.
Sure. Now, you mentioned warranty. So let's talk about what's kind of is there a standard warranty? What's a reasonable warranty?
Yes, in the state of Colorado, everything comes with a one-year workmanship warranty.
Okay.
The shingles themselves typically have what they call it now a limited lifetime warranty, which they're just trying to cover their butt. But if the shingle fails, they will replace the shingle, and in some cases they'll pay for labor. Most cases they don't. I haven't run across it. I've heard of people that have where the shingle actually has failed, but we've been lucky and we haven't had a shingle fail. But that does not to say that it won't. Those warranties are solid. As far as the workmanship warranty, and it's on faulty workmanship, it comes with a 1-year warranty. Some companies, we offer a 2-year warranty.
Mm-hmm.
In some cases, we'll offer a 5-year warranty. Some companies offer a lifetime warranty. I don't know how exactly you can offer a lifetime warranty because the roof's not going to last a lifetime. But and really, the warranty is only as good as the company, right? If the company's not around in a year, the warranty's gone.
Sure.
So,
and then most of them, are you redoing gutters and all that with the roof, or how does that work?
Well, we absolutely can. A lot of times the homeowner says, well, you know what? I don't want to replace it. It's not that bad. I don't feel like replacing it. Other times they'll say, well, yeah, we do want to. It's it's completely in the discretion of the homeowner with what they want to replace. Just Don't let someone tell you that just because they pay you that you have to do this, because you don't.
Right.
All right. And so in the case of in a lot of cases, the homeowner will just wait, mm-hmm. or they'll just do it themselves. It's your decision. It's your money. You spend it wisely. You spend it however you want.
Sure.
So we just try to give you options and, lay everything out on the table. This is what we're willing to do it for. And some people will come back and say, why are you so much less? And I'm happy to charge you more.
If you feel bad.
Yeah. But this, this is our price to get right. this roof done. We're going to do a great job for you. And the nice thing, about a roof is that you're going to be able to tell in time if there is an issue. If there is an issue, the company that did it will come back and repair that issue mm-hmm. under warranty, so it's not going to cost you anymore. The only time that's not going to happen is if you cannot find the company that did the installation to begin with.
Right. And I'll say this before a break real quick. And back when I worked for Jake Jabs at American Furniture, Jake taught me this. He said, everybody deserves a chance to make something right. Don't go online and post a bunch of negative reviews about a company if you hadn't even called the owner to try to figure it out.
Well, yeah, I would fully agree with that. Yeah. We luckily don't have any negative
reviews. Oh, I know you
yeah.
don't. Yeah,
I mean, we return phone calls.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's what is probably the most frustrating thing, and that's maybe what we should talk about next, is the most common complaints that you hear from people. But, mm-hmm. It's, for me, what it is not returning my phone call,
right.
not returning my text, mm-hmm. Just ignoring it. That's the worst, in my opinion. It's
communication.
Horrible. Yeah, worse than everything else.
You usually don't have problems if you got communication.
I agree.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's honest communication.
Sure. You're listening to Haystack Help Radio. Chris Kane is with us, 303-ROOFER, 303-390-1382. We'll be right back. Have you been thinking about a new pair of glasses? Maybe some prescription sunglasses? Well, look no further than Stack Optical. Since 1968, yes, you heard me right. Since 1968, Stack Optical has been providing the most comprehensive quality ocular care for their patients. This family-owned business is proud to be one of the few optical offices that has their own on-site eyeglass production and eyeglass repair studio. Stack Optical, located at 2233 South Monaco Parkway, features the most extensive lines of eyeglass frames, sunglasses, and contact lenses to ensure that you love your appearance and experience superior comfort. Our comprehensive eye exams proactively diagnose eye conditions and diseases while providing the most accurate vision care. We welcome you to experience a lifetime of superior ocular care from doctors that are devoted to your eye health. Call now for your $69 eye exam, 303-321-1578. At Stack Optical, you'll see the difference.
Hi, Jack Corrigan for Len Lyle Chevrolet. Len Lyle Chevrolet is open and safe. It's truck month, and they have the best deals of the year on all trucks and SUVs, like up to $10,000 off on half-ton Silverados. Or come check out the all-new Tahoes and Suburbans for 2021. Len Lyle has been there for 35 years, and low overhead really does mean low prices. Check them out on the web, LenLyleChevy.com. Go east and pay the least. Chevy. Find new roads.
David R. Cishon, certified estate planner and registered financial consultant, specializes in working with people who are planning for retirement and retired clients who want to preserve and grow their assets.
Education is the greatest equalizer is my theme. It's always been. More people know, the better their decisions are, the more comfortable they become. So when people come in, we take, some people say, an excessive amount of time learning about the client themselves, who they are. What are their feelings? I don't care how much assets they have. If their assets are important to them, that's critical to me.
Call now for your free consultation with David C. Shawn of Householder Group. 720-482-1917. That's 720-482-1917. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advice offered through Householder Group Estate and Retirement Specialist, LLC, a registered investment advisor and separate entity from LPL Financial.
Rush to Reason with John Rush, weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to Haystack Help Radio. Again, thank you so much for being with us. Glad to have my good friend Chris Kane in studio, 303-ROOFER. Once again, Chris's number, 303-390-1382. And I mean this sincerely. Yes, we are very good friends. I've said that at the beginning of the show. But I'm telling you this, when it comes to business and trust, this is a guy you can trust. And so I hope that you will give him a call, give him a chance to earn your trust and your business. And once again, just call 303-390-1382. And Chris, for those that maybe didn't catch the first of the show, let's kind of give a quick overview of all that you do offer with 303 Companies.
Yeah, so 303 Companies is the parent company. 303 Roofer is one of our subsidiaries, and underneath, so we have 303 Roofer, 303 Painter, 303 Concrete, 303 Asphalt. Those are the primary ones. We do, you know, we have a lot of others as well, but those are the ones that we, you know, kind of focus on right now. We do mostly work outside. Okay. You know, we'll certainly come inside to do drywall repair, like when we have to, when if there's some water damage because of the roof, or if you have skylights that we had to replace, there's going to probably be some drywall damage on the inside, depending on the age of the home or how easy they come out. So we can do all of that as well, but we like to really be on the outside of the home rather on the inside.
Sure.
Because for years we did all that interior work, mm-hmm. and it's very disruptive to homeowners. You know, it's just, you know, I personally just want to be on the outside of your home. Right. I want to do the best work I can for you on the outside of your home.
Right.
And that's our business model with 303 Companies right now. So.
All right. Let's hit that communication thing, because, man, I'm telling you, that's huge. So I know this one thing the pastor complimented highly on was the good communication. And, you know, hey, when you're talking back and forth, and like you say, everybody's honest with each other, there's no misunderstandings. It's amazing how that works.
Well, exactly. That's my biggest pet peeve. So our business is structured, you know, on the fact that, you know, I'm a business owner, and I have been for my entire adult life. You know, I'm a consumer advocate. I have been since I started our first referral list, since, you know, we worked with, you know, one of our old friend, Tom, and then when you and I started Haystack Help, for CBS. So all we've done most, you know, for mm-hmm. most of my professional career is being a consumer advocate. And then it was being on radio and TV, and then it was being in construction.
Right.
So when I first started the construction company, I didn't really know anything about construction. Now I'm a licensed general contractor, but I'll always be a business person, and I'll always mm-hmm. be a consumer advocate, and we're always going to take care of you. And it starts with communication. Sure. So I, you know, we have skilled people that work for us. They take care of the repairing or building or replacing, and they do a fantastic job. They're not great at communicating, though. You know, I am, right? So right. That's the difference. That's how our company is structured. You know, if there's probably, I don't know of any businesses out there where the owner can do all three. You know, it's very difficult mm-hmm. to do all three. Much like what we say too in our business, you know, our model for our company is better, faster, cheaper. Most people can do two of three. You know, we can do all three of three. So most companies can't, you know, offer consumer advocacy, you know, professional business sure. Communication and skilled labor. You know, we can do all three. That's what sets us apart. Then we throw technology into the mix. You know, we're highly technical, and we are in that sense so that some things don't get dropped through the cracks, so mm-hmm. that, you know, we're always being reminded, has this step been completed? You know, we have milestones that have to be hit, and we have to sign off on those to make sure that every job, everything gets done and nothing slips through the cracks.
Right. All right, let's talk a little bit about, you know, selection of product for roofs, like shingles and things like that. I mean, how do we as a homeowner – I mean, like me, if you ask me what kind of shingle I have no idea.
Yeah, most people have no idea. Yeah. And some have, you know, very strong opinions of what they want.
Oh, okay.
And so, you know, our supplier supplies every shingle you can get, you know, and if for some reason they didn't, or they decided they didn't want to work with that supplier or that manufacturer anymore, we would go to a different supplier to get that for you if that's something that you want. We primarily use Atlas. I like them. They're ranked very high on their what's called Stormmaster Shake. and it's a class 4 impact resistant shingle. It's the highest shingle that's offered. They're ranked in the top 3 in offering that product. They have a standard shingle that we install on homes that don't want to pay the extra for the class 4 impact resistant mm-hmm. shingle. And then they have a builder grade shingle because we do a lot of new builds. And the builders want to keep those costs down, and so we use a builder grade shingle. All of them are great shingles. They all, you know, pass, and actually all the manufacturers, in my opinion, have very good shingles. Some people have strong opinions. A lot of insurance companies, because they've dealt with, they want to use, like, you know, whatever their favorite might be.
Sure.
You know, but we use a lot of Owens Corning. We use a lot of Gaff. We use a lot of Atlas. I mean, that's our primary one. We stand behind, obviously we're going to stand behind it, but really the manufacturers, they all stand behind their product. So if there is any issue with the material, they all offer more or less the same kind of a warranty. What they call, again, it's a limited lifetime warranty, which, you know, basically just gives them a little more protection. But if it's a bad shingle, they'll replace it.
Right. Last couple of minutes, but let's talk maybe some red flags that you see out there. Or what should consumers be looking for? You know, it cracks me up even, you know, when we live out in Highlands Ranch, and we've had people knock on the door before, and a guy goes, I got 10 windows left from a job.
Oh, goodness.
Okay, that kind of thing. You know, and I'm like, well, first of all, I don't know if I want you doing my deal if you overestimated 10 windows. Windows aren't hard to underestimate. So, but what are just a couple of red flags that we leave consumers with?
That's a huge one. I've never once heard of anyone saying that was a great purchase when someone's come to their door or come to their car in a Home Depot parking lot or whatever parking lot you're in and wanting to sell you something, and you've said, that's the best thing I ever purchased in my life. Never once have I heard that.
Right.
I have heard on almost 100% of the occasions people saying that was the worst thing I ever decided to do. So yeah, I would not, whether it's windows or
carpet,
speakers,
what, yeah,
or roofing shingles for that matter.
Sure.
You know, there's no reason. I wouldn't ever do it. Just only have never heard of anyone having a good experience. You know, my biggest takeaway for today would be, you know, understand what your insurance is going to cover.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just a simple call to your agent. Please tell me how our insurance covers, or what our insurance covers, what we have to pay. Another is, if someone comes knocking on your door because they want to give you an estimate for something, I don't think there's anything wrong with that, but don't sign anything. If you are unable to say no, then just don't answer your door. And today it's just different. I mean, when someone rings your doorbell or knocks on your door today, right?
I can't even tell you that when I walked out of my front door.
Like, what is that? Like, who the heck is here? Unless you're getting delivery, right? And then they just ring the doorbell and leave, right? With the Grubhubs and the, you know, the Uber delivery or whatever it is. But yeah, for most people, you know, when you're not expecting something and you hear that doorbell, mm-hmm. you know, other than a package being delivered, you know, if you're not able to say no, then just don't answer the door.
Sure.
And again, now with these rings, you can see who's out there. Someone's holding a package, you know, it's probably a delivery of some sort, whether it's, you know, UPS or FedEx or whatever.
Right.
So.
Absolutely. Well, if you missed the first part of the show, I'm going to end it the way I started it. And Chris Kane has been our guest this hour. Chris and I have been great friends for many years, and I got my start in working for Chris and with Chris. And Chris was really, truly behind all the Haystack referral list, our TV show, radio, all of that. And I am only here today because of what I learned from him and his help with me. And so, Chris, once again, just want to say thank you for that.
Well, thank you for having me. It's been awesome today.
All right. Appreciate it. And we'll have you back. Of course, 303-ROOFER, 303-390-1382 is the number. And we want to thank you for being with us today for Haystack Help Radio.
Views and opinions expressed on KLZ 560 are those of the speaker and do not necessarily reflect those of Crawford Broadcasting, the station, management, employees, associates, or advertisers. KLZ 560 is a Crawford Broadcasting God and Country station.